Unit 6, Exercise 27. Listen to the text. The modern Ukrainian family, what does it look like? And decide whether the following statements are true or false.
At the end of the workday, millions of Ukrainians hurry home to their families. For most of us, the families associated with tasty homemade meals, playing with children, household chores, weekend outings, and a dozen of other customary things. In other words, for people in the Ukraine, the family is something usual and almost routine. The family gives protection and comfort when we need them most. We value the warmth and emotional support of our close relatives. As the ancients used to say, my home is my fortress. So, what is the Ukrainian family of today? According to statistics, over the past decade, the average age of newlyweds in Ukraine has significantly increased. The main reason for this is the introduction of new market conditions and the lack of social guarantees for the population. This encourages young people to get to know their future spouses better before getting married, as well as to save up enough money to base their family on. Another reason for the aging of the Ukrainian marriage is that more and more women in Ukraine prefer to become mothers at a later period of their life, usually at the age of 30, which historically was not typical of the Ukrainian nation. Women do not want to financially depend on their husbands, and that's why they pay growing attention to their education and career. According to the State Statistics Committee of Ukraine, the number of marriages registered in the country has decreased sharply over the past 15 years, from 490,000 in 1985 to 345,000 in 1999. It is interesting to note that despite the decrease in the number of marriages, the number of divorces has remained relatively stable. For example, while in 1985 there were 183,400 official divorces, in 1999 it totaled 175,800. The saddest thing about the divorces in Ukraine is perhaps that 80% of them affect families with underage children. 80% of young Ukrainian families report the worsening of their financial situation, and 64% have to rely on financial support from their parents. Only 2% answered that they earn a sufficient income to maintain their families. Due to the lack of funds, two-thirds of the young Ukrainian families cannot buy or rent apartments and have to live either in youth hostels or share housing with either spouse's parents. Almost one-third of the young Ukrainian families have no children. 63% have one child, and only 6% raise two children. As a positive trend, I would like to note that Ukrainian parents are now better educated in childcare and children's psychology. They know not only how to feed and care for their children, but also how to develop their abilities, give them the basics of sexual education, etc. Among other features that distinguish the modern Ukrainian family, I can name the fact that it is not unusual for the spouses to live in different cities or even countries, primarily due to the difficult employment situation in Ukraine. More and more often, children are born outside of marriage and raised without a father, which is often a conscious choice of a woman. However, these radical changes in the Ukrainian family are not only because of economic hardships in the country. In many respects, they reflect global family planning tendencies. For example, a drop in birth rate and an increased number of childless couples are observed throughout Europe, as well as in the USA.